Welcome to the Client Stampede Podcast. Everything you need to know to get more clients, make more money, and have more fun in your business. I'm your host, Julie Guest. Episode 52, my story and being saved by the Client Stampede formula. Today, my new book, The Client Stampede, launches officially. It's available on Amazon in audio and paperback, as well as Kindle. But I thought that it would really make sense for me to explain how the Client Stampede formula even came to be and truly how it saved me from a very difficult situation of my own making. So here's my story. I don't know what you were doing during the last recession, but I was busy digging myself out of a very deep hole of my own making. It was February 2008, and as you'll probably recall, the housing bubble had imploded in spectacular fashion, and the global recession was in full swing. I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and less than 2 years earlier, I had managed to purchase a house at the very peak of the market. I had beaten out five other offers, and I had paid above asking price. Now, in my defense, I had been house hunting for 6 months, and I had lost out on nine other offers, so I was determined that I was going to have this house. Just so you know, the house that we're talking about is a 1483 square foot, three bed, two bath ranch house built in 1953 on an oversized postage stamp. There was no backyard to speak of, just a pool. The kitchen had all the original blue and white swirled Formica countertops and no dishwasher. And the bathrooms had lovely white tiles stained yellow over the years with full wall mirrors edged with black spots from the moisture. What the house did have going for it was it had really good bones, including original hardwood floors and a floor-to-ceiling natural stone fireplace. It was also in a good location in the South Bay, in a decent school district, but otherwise it was a pretty unremarkable house. The price I paid for this retro shoebox was $640,000, and as you may have already guessed, I took full advantage of the generous financing on offer at the time and took out the biggest loan the bank would allow, 95%. Unfortunately, buying at the peak of the market and leveraging myself to the hilt weren't the only mistakes I made. There was one more, and this one was particularly memorable. I was so eager to beat out the other buyers, I unconsciously skipped an essential step of due diligence. At the end of the road was a 10-foot-high brick wall painted white. You would think that surely I would have looked over to see what was on the other side before I put an offer on the house. It didn't happen. Well, it did happen, but by then it was too late because we had already closed. Behind the big white wall, in true Los Angeles fashion, was a mobile home park, but not the nice, tidy, well-kept kind. This one sat at the far opposite end of the spectrum. There were beer bottles and broken glass strewn about, window frames with glass either missing or hanging by a corner, piles of trash wedged under makeshift entryways, abandoned cars with flat tires. You get the idea. I felt like I had walked into some kind of apocalyptic movie scene. Fast forward to 2007, Christmas time. The economy had tanked, property values in our neighborhood and all over Los Angeles were dropping like stones, and we were in a pickle. My husband at the time had just been offered a job in Arizona flying commercial helicopters, and we needed to move. By this time, I had been running my own marketing agency for about 18 months, and I had been lucky enough to secure a few good-sized contracts, including one with a Fortune 100 company. And, even though my team was based in Los Angeles, relocating to Arizona and working remotely wouldn't be a problem. The problem was that we were upside down on our house. Real estate agents were fleeing the industry like rats on a sinking ship, and the few brave souls who remained only picked the low-hanging fruit to sell. And after hearing how much money we owed on the house, no agent wanted to bother even listing it unless it was already in foreclosure. Someone wise once said that necessity is the mother of all invention, and I have found this to be particularly true at times when your back's against the wall, especially in this situation. With no other option aside from giving the house back to the bank, which to me was not an option, I rolled up my sleeves, because if there was ever a time to test my marketing chops, it was now. I knew that whatever we did had to be so completely different from anything else in the real estate industry that quite literally people would be stopped in their tracks. I also knew I had to be very strategic about what we did because I needed to squeeze every possible dollar out of the house's value, because I didn't want to be going to the closing table with a checkbook. So here's what I did. I created a marketing campaign that would run for 7 days only. It would launch on a Monday morning and finish at 5 p.m. the following Sunday evening. My plan was to light up our neighborhood and all the surrounding areas with our advertising. The goal was to drive as many people as possible to our 2-day open house on a Saturday and Sunday. The house would be sold on Sunday evening at 8 p.m. to the highest bidder. Now, to put things in perspective at the time, a real estate agent considered an open house to be a big success if there were 2 to 3 groups of people that came through a house on a weekend. Here's what happened with our campaign. We launched on Monday as planned, but as word started to spread, things started to get really crazy. Our phone rang all hours of the day and night, and we had some people that were even peeking in our windows and knocking on the front door, asking to get a sneak preview before the weekend open house. We also had 3 different real estate agents show up, 2 who accused us of selling our house illegally, which of course is garbage because you can always sell your house as an owner, and 1 enlightened real estate agent who asked if her company could hire us to do their marketing. When Saturday morning finally arrived and we opened our front door, there were about 30 people lined up outside, waiting to get in. By the time the weekend open house was over, we were exhausted. We'd had well over 200 people through the front door, and, most importantly, we were able to sell the house to the highest bidder for $2,000 more than we owed, which ended up being $200,000 more than the real estate agents estimated our house to be worth. What was most interesting to me as a marketer was that the lucky buyers were not even looking for a house to buy. They lived a few blocks down the street, they saw our advertising, and, like most people, they stopped in out of curiosity to see what was going on. They ended up falling in love with the house and buying it for their daughter so she could live closer to them. The process I followed of essentially creating demand out of thin air, irrespective of what the economy is doing, taught me many valuable marketing lessons that have since become the cornerstone of our marketing agency. Number 1 is ignore what anyone else is doing or saying. Ignore what the economy is doing. You've got to be like a horse with blinders on. If you have the right message matched to the right market, you can create demand out of thin air. Great marketing creates its own demand. Number 2 is don't wait for the tide to turn. You have to create your own opportunity. Number 3 is different always wins. In the game to grab eyeballs when competition is at fever pitch, the worst thing you can do is have boring advertising that looks the same as everyone else's. If we had copied other real estate agents' advertising, which in my humble opinion is a contender for the worst advertising of possibly any industry, my life would have taken a very different path, and quite possibly I would still own a certain house in Los Angeles with trailer park neighbors. Number 4, change the game, don't follow the rules. I knew we could only get top dollar for our house if there was fierce competition for it. By changing up the process, the way in which the house would be sold, I got to make the rules and tip the odds in our favor. But don't get me wrong, this was not about taking advantage of our buyer or trying to shortchange them in any way. It was actually the absolute opposite. Our buyers were thrilled to be able to buy the house because they had beaten out the 20 other offers and their daughter got to live in a great home and walking distance from their own. They just didn't know they wanted to buy the house until they saw our marketing and walked into our house. By creating our process, we then controlled the process. We attracted as many people as possible to attract as many offers as possible in order to sell the house to the person who wanted it the most. And number 5, putting a high-performance marketing engine in place, a marketing system, was the secret to our success. To ensure that no lead was wasted and we had the highest chance of getting an offer, I left nothing to chance. I systematized every aspect of our marketing, from the way we advertised, to the voice message left on our phone, the script we used to walk people through the house, to the handouts they were given. Nothing was done seat of the pants. Every piece of our system worked together, and the experience was delivered as consistently as possible to maximize response rates. You can read more about this in Chapter 6 in my book, Building Your Marketing Engine. This methodology of creating overwhelming demand, no matter the circumstances, is what I call the client stampede formula, and it's based on 7 simple steps. It's a formula that works for any size business in any industry, not because it's some kind of marketing silver bullet, but because it is based on 7 simple steps of marketing strategy, not marketing tactics. What would a client stampede look like for your business? Do you need a reliable method of attracting a steady stream of new business? Do you want to be able to raise prices higher and make more money because people will gladly pay for them? Do you want to grow your business by successfully expanding into new markets and have more than enough demand? Or do you want to reposition your company as the very best in your industry and have people seek you out because finally they realize how amazing your company is? Grab a copy of my new book, The Client Stampede, that's on sale today. Your adventure begins. You can get a copy of today's show notes and get emailed a copy of all future episodes by visiting clientstampede.com/email.